Off the Ball. GAA.
Probably booing.
Text me last night at 6 o'clock. Any sign of these power rankings? No, Pat. You won't be getting 8 hours to prep to rip me asunder. You'll get to see it the morning of.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. OTB GAA. The Football Pod Club on Off the Ball in partnership with AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football, Ladies Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
Hello there and you're very, very welcome along to the Football Pod with Paddy Andrews and James Donoghue. Lads, by the end of this week, we have done our 70th episode of a mammoth season. So, first of all, I just want to say welcome to you both. And also, to everybody who stayed with us throughout the season, thank you very much as well. The Spotify Wraps were out last week. You could see the numbers, the growth. Paddy, you'll be happy with that. We're on an upward scale again for another year.
Wow.
We have sustained the bounce that we initially received from you joining the podcast, which is a big sign too. So, there's a fair chance that all three of us will be back in January for a new season. Maybe a fresher, you know, less volume, maybe different types of episodes. We might come back to it, but
more efficiency. Our scoring efficiency is going to be way up.
Okay. James, any thoughts on the last season?
Any thoughts on the last season? No, only, I reckon we only have three games left of shite football and then the world is our oyster after that.
We're back.
Well, imagine there's going to be no more shite. Like, it's going to be all just ultra-attacking, athletic, fast Gaelic football. The amount of times over this year that we did have to say, lads, that was tragic. That might never happen again.
Jimmy, I think you're overselling it a little bit, but...
No, I'm telling you, it's going to be a hurling 2.0.
It sounds to me like James O'Donoghue was out for a couple of pints this weekend.
Oh, he's not hungover. That's what it looks like. He's full of beans.
No, but quiet points. Like, he planned it well. He had 4 or 5, and he ended up in a corner where everyone was excited about the new rules. Is that true, James? Did this happen to you this weekend?
Where were you this weekend, Jimmy? Come on.
No, I had staff party this weekend, Friday night.
Okay.
So
all above board?
All above board, thank God.
All football, football chatter or not?
Small bit of football chatter. Nothing major, though.
Okay.
In the town? Where were you? Was in Killarney or where was
we were in the Laurels. Were you ever there?
You market, may have brought us.
In the Market Cross and Reedy's.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And the rent. So it was nice. You know, the staff party is a nice little buzz around the place.
Yeah. Great time of year, lads, isn't it?
It is a nice time of year.
Beautiful.
This Friday night. Paddy, riddle me this. Was there a must talk about the football pod? Or sorry, the football rules over in Vienna this weekend?
There was, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big time.
I saw you getting a hot chocolate out of those really fancy little boots. Was it worth it?
No, it wasn't a hot chocolate. That was a much-needed hot wine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. 2 or 3.
Oh, that would be nice.
It wasn't that cold, lads. It was a little bit disappointing. So when you go off and you've all the gear, the jacket wrapped up.
Yeah.
It was like 8 or 9 degrees. Like, it was worse weather here. Storm Dara. I was over there for a couple of nights, myself, Doreen and the little fella. Very different vibe. I was at the Christmas markets before now. Childless.
Are the Christmas markets any good? I've never been to them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We went to Berlin a couple of years back. That was good crack now. There's a great, you're talking about buzz around the place. Like, it's very good. But then with the little fella, it's just fucking different, lads, you know?
Well, like, what are we talking about here?
Can't frame that any other way. Like,
they're Christmas markets. Like, you walk through, you get a bit of hot chocolate, a bit of food, you pick up a trinket or two. What difference does it make having the little fella there?
The Christmas markets in Europe, everyone's on the piss. They're a session.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that is the vibe. Yeah, Vienna's very good. The cool city, we're staying in the middle of it. And, we went to 4 or 5 different ones, but honestly, everyone in there is, they're coming to play.
Sound good, to be fair.
It is. There's a good buzz around. Yeah, it is. Was there much talk of the rules? It was mainly Mozart. A lot of Mozart chat. Football rules, no. There wasn't a whole pile of that now, I have to say.
Okay, so Errol Kieran Kilcoo And Dr. Crokes against Lochmar Castellani didn't capture the attention in Vienna. But you were back, so you caught a bit of it, didn't you, in the
I was.
Upcourse?
No, I watched them. I missed the Munster final, thankfully, but we got our prediction right, as always. Comfortable win. The second game, you always say it, Jimmy, tune in for the last 2 or 3 minutes and you're going to get all the drama. I didn't think it was
Actually,
a
I
bad
told
game.
you Eragle Kieran had
You
a
did
great
better.
chance. I
Well,
tell
we said it got out to the fucking last minute, and it did,
Yeah,
like.
it
I thought
did.
Kilkeu were probably a little bit better.
Yeah.
Sending off hurt them, obviously, particularly the way they played, that just really attritional runners. They're not real variety in their play, do they? It's really effective. That, like,
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's dull or it's boring, but it's just runners from deep, it's relentless, bang, 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 bang. And if you're down a man, which they were for the last quarter of it,
It's hurting.
I think that cost them briefly. I thought they were probably, you could tell they had a bit more experience. They're unbelievably well coached with Lacey, obviously. Lafferty brought himself on, gave away a hospital pass, which wasn't great from the manager.
They got
But
away with that,
just,
though.
they just ran out of puff, didn't they? But what, like, to be fair to Eoin Kieran, without, like, the Canavans, I haven't got a point between the two of them. If you
Yeah.
said that before the game, you'd be like, there's no way they're winning this. But
Yeah,
that young will be
if
back.
they're going into Croke Park, no. Like,
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
different.
yeah.
Different gravy
They
for them,
play
though.
Crokes, don't they? It's Crokes, Eoin Kieran.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but I don't know what you think about this, but I personally thought it was an absolute stonewall
That won't be
Ricard.
Croke
Like,
Park, by the way.
what
Anyways, go
that?
on. Yeah, go on.
But it was a
100% red
Ricard.
card.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
because I was debating it with a few
Can't
people,
do
but
that
like it
tackle.
was just dangerous. Yeah, I don't think he went in. I
He
don't
was
think he went
debating
in.
this.
They were saying that, you know, it was he went in for a fair shoulder. He just kind of caught him high,
Oh, but he missed him.
but
That's
he
the thing.
missed
If
him.
you go in
It
with
was
that
reckless.
tackle,
Yeah.
it's just
Yeah.
dangerously.
Yeah, no, it was reckless and dangerous. Definite red card. Because you'd hate for him to be sent off in that game for something that was 50-50-ish, do you know? Because it did cost him, realistically. You go down
I
to
think
14
so.
there in the heat
The
of the
way they
match.
play, Jimmy, isn't it? The way
Yeah.
you need all Eoin Kieran, we're keeping the ball at the end. You need to push up.
But even if
And
you're Eragon Kieran, right, and you know, you not that they were underdogs, but they're in the battle, and next thing, Kilku go down to 14. Suddenly, if they had belief before, they had 10 times the belief after that. Do you know, and they did very well to work a few great scores to win it. But I thought they deserved to win it because
yeah.
they were just a bit more clinical. I don't know. There was
I
just something
think
in
it
them
was
where they
so
could.
tight, man. So tight.
Yeah, there seems to be more scores in them. I think they'll open up in the bigger fields.
Yeah, I presume those two games will be in the Midlands. Coola against Ciarán Strandhill of Sligo, and Dr.
I thought they
Crokes
were on in Croke
nah
Park,
nah
eh? Yeah, no.
Port Leash or something, like,
There'll be Port Leash or
yeah.
Tullamore, somewhere around there. It'll be in between. Last year it was Semple and Newry, I think, for Glenn and
Yeah,
Glenn
Glenn
Croke
Crokes was in
in
Newry
the
and then
fog. Yeah,
Farrell.
so it'll be
But
somewhere in the
just
middle.
a shout out to young Peter Ogg McCartan. Like,
Was
the
just
two
about to bring him
spinners
up
he
there.
gets,
Beautiful
two
move.
spinners, are the other
Very
side of the
different.
right. Yeah, but then I was surprised he was talking, obviously, to Aisling after, and I think he did a couple of, I was reading a bit of other interviews he did after it. He's not much of a scorer, he's saying. He's not much of a shooter. I tell you what, those two scores, like, they were out of the top drawer. Because we were on the WhatsApp 30 seconds before that, Eric could have two absolute guilt edge chances. And your man skies and nearly kicks a fucking over his own head from the middle of the D. I was like, oh my God, mate, how
Off
have
the
you done
left.
that? And then an outside of the left bit
God, the
wide.
outside the left was a sin.
But the two of them in the
Because
space
there were
of
bad
just a
misses.
second.
There were bad
And you're
and Brad.
like, that's it. And the next play, he comes up with a, like, oh, wowzers. He was pulling the trigger. I was like, mate, you want to be certain you're going to get this.
Yeah.
And to be fair to him, it was right or over stuff. Magic, magic scores. Unbelievable.
To be fair to what he was saying, and I think what Peter Hart and maybe some of the others were saying afterwards, they wouldn't necessarily have chosen Peter Ogg McCartan to be the man to take the shot in the last minute. But they
That's a
said,
nice way of saying to you, do not fucking shoot, like.
that Ogie puts his hand up and says, "I'm a shooter." Like, he backs himself. So fair play
It
to
was
him.
like
He was ready. He had obviously practiced.
a Steve Kerr moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
But that, Paddy, can you talk us through that style of a shot? I know it's the last minute, but like the shot on the right with the right, opening the body,
I like that one.
squaring the
Oh, yeah.
hips. Like, that's not an easy thing to do with a defender eventually diving at you. I think the defender kind of took his time to get there, but.
No, and that was, but also he's at a decent distance there as well. Like, You need to kind of get the right angle on the shot, but you need to give it a bit of welly as well. Particularly, lads, it's the middle of December. The ball ain't flying. You're taking 10, 15 yards off a shot that you kick in June or July.
You're
So,
clubbing up, right? You're clubbing down, clubbing
you're
down.
clubbing down. You'd
Clubbing
be
down,
clubbing
yeah.
down, clubbing down. But I thought he just caught it sweet. You know, the margin of error is so small on that shot. It could easily turn out like the one 30 seconds before. And you catch it the wrong part of your boot, and it ends up just going straight up into the air. But maybe off the back of, if he doesn't kick the one 10 minutes before off the outside of his right and gets a bit of confidence from that, maybe he doesn't take that shot. But what a kick to win it. And for a
Beautiful.
young fella, and I was hoping, I said it, I was hoping Errol Kieran would win because of the Canavans. Our buddies, the old McAleers, I see the old Kieran was doing a bit of chatting afterwards, and actually it was great to
But
see.
he was behind the trophy presentation as well, so
I
Kieran did well
did,
for that
yeah.
one.
What a man. Jesus
He's been
Christ. Obviously,
deep into Monday Club. We've got a couple of Instagrams off Kieran, so I
I
hope
would
you're still
say
enjoying it,
so.
boy.
Friends of the pod, we had a good night with them in Killarney back earlier in the year. But no, it's brilliant for them. Brilliant for Enda McGinley. What a story as well. Obviously, one of their best players, but to turn it around. I couldn't believe, lads, that only three Tyrone teams have ever won the Ulster Club Championship, and it's been Errol Kieran every time. What an unbelievable thing. For a county that's big, their particular domination underage and with Mickey Hart and things like that, for one of their clubs to only win it three times ever is incredible. But
And when you
I think
dig a
it'll
bit
keep.
deeper, when you dig a bit deeper into the Errol Kieran story, like they're split in the 80s. You know, we're in and around Mickey Hart. I don't know if you heard the piece with Cathal Kane off the ball last week, but I think
No.
Keane O'Connell did one as well, a piece on GA.ie. It's well worth reading. But did you know that Peter Canavan, to play for Tyrone minor footballers, he had to register as a Killyclaher hurler, that there was no football
Global
club
area.
at the time because of the split within Ballygawley at the time, and eventually it gets mended. A lot of the reason is that they knew they had this up-and-comer coming with Peter Canavan, and
It
eventually they become
wasn't
Errigal
bad.
Kieran. And a year after they kind of restored the split, or they fixed it, they win the Tyrone Senior Championship, and they've obviously won, as you said, Paddy, Ulster
Jeez.
for that. So it's a fascinating story that's well worth looking into. And talk about mending bridges up there, like that was really impressive. And there's a couple of great pieces done last week about it. Might have got the hurling club wrong there. Must double check that, but. Yeah, re interesting. But I think it opens up the All-Ireland now. A very novel pairing, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Crokes are the only side that have won it before. But James, you have been at pains to say to me all year long
No, I
that
have
this
not,
isn't
Tommy.
the Dr.
No, I have
Crokes.
not. No,
Just
no,
trying
no,
to
no, no,
throw you under the
no.
bus again, Jimmy.
Yeah, he is. You don't have to go to work tomorrow. You know that in Killarney. I did not say that. All I said was that it's an unbelievably tough championship to win. I didn't think that the winners would come from Munster
Monster.
this year.
Yeah.
But the way it's opening up, like, it's literally in anybody's hands. And we say it's about the smartest teams. Crokes played such a smart game again the weekend. There was a couple of times where they held the ball for so long, just sucked the life out of the boys, and then there was no real attacking threat on the other side, and Crokes just pulled away. They showed a bit of quality in the end, but it is absolutely up in the air. You cannot call a winner of this tournament because
Class.
it just anything could happen. It just takes on a life of its own, instead in the last 10 minutes of every match. And I wouldn't be surprised if Crokes won it. I wouldn't be surprised if Errigal Kieran won it. Do you know, it's just going to be,
Do you think
it's
it's
going to be
more
an up in the
Hill,
air.
Coola, you know, they all
I
are
think
backing
it's
themselves.
more exciting, lads. With would you rather say it was like Nemo Rangers, Cara Finn, Kilmacud Crokes, and Glen, like these super clubs playing each other, or is it more exciting that it's such a novel setup in the semi-finals? I kind of prefer the blockbusters, I must say.
But I
Maybe,
just to
yeah, just
counter
my
that,
own preference.
Well, I
I
think
think we
Errigal
had.
Kieran and Crokes is a
Yeah, there is
there's
tradition
they're heavy hitters. I mean, if you look at the Crokes, obviously been
there.
there before, but that Tyrone team on paper, like, is very, very strong. It's loaded. It's loaded. Like, they have some serious bang for the buck.
MacDonald, Peter Hart, obviously the
Joe
two
Goods,
boys. Joe Goods, yeah.
that will be a
That
great game.
level
Cormac
is
Quinn,
big time.
yeah.
Do you know what it
Just on
strikes
that,
me
Paddy,
with?
like I think we had 3 or 4 years of the blockbusters, as you said.
Yeah,
Like we had
we
Cara
did. Yeah.
Finn losing one, winning one, Kilcoot losing one, winning one, Kilmacud Crokes losing one, winning one, Glenn winning one, losing one, or Cara Finn did the three in a row, didn't it? But we kind of had that era. It's a bit like the intercounty scene as well, isn't it? With our Dublin Kerry finals over
Freshened
the last
up,
couple of years,
yeah.
it's freshening it up a little bit, and maybe It'll be a new superpower
I
team.
think those type of, there was kind of ongoing stories in those games. And that's what, there's probably a bit more narrative around the games than just the games themselves. But the big thing for me yesterday, like I actually enjoyed the Ulster football. I thought it was a good game to watch. But if you're in totally neutral looking at it, it could be quite laborious how the game goes. And that's because the teams are so, and this is your point, Jimmy, to start it, but so well coached, and we're keeping the ball. We're not going to be so well drilled about minding the ball and all this stuff. And Dr. Crokes did that very, very well, and it's very, very effective. And you could see teams just cancel each other out. You know what I mean? You could see that, like, Errol Kieran knew exactly what Kilkeel were going to do. So we've got to be careful because these guys are just going to run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. And then Kilkeel, like, right, we're going to just wait and wait and wait, and then we're going to punch holes. We're going to get a runner off the shoulder. And you can just see the way Crokes play. It's an absolute pain in the arse to play against when teams do it really well, and Dr. Crokes do that well. And that's the challenge for Errol Kieran. But I feel like that could be very, very tactical. Whereas maybe the Strandhill Coola game might be a bit more, just on what we've seen, the way Coola play under Austin O'Malley and the way Strandhill have played as well. I know they're defensive, but I feel like that could probably be a better game to watch, maybe. But we said it, you can see both of these games, as always is the case with the club championship, the last 5 minutes. You can tune in on 55 minutes and we'll see who's going to the All-Ireland final.
James, can I ask you about the new generation in Dr. Crokes? Because I'm just going through their team from the weekend. Fionn Fitzgerald, John Payne, Brian Looney, Gavin O'Shea, Shane Murphy. These boys have been around a lot, right? And then we've got the lads that have been around Kerry the last couple of years. Tony Brosnan, who had a brilliant second half. Michal Burns has been really good in the club championship so far. David Shaw has been around for a while. Mark O'Shea has been around for a while. Gavin White's been around for a while. But you've got the likes of Evan Looney in cornerback, Mikey Lynch, who was man of the match at the weekend, Charlie Keating, who we've mentioned once or twice in the pod over the year, Tom Doyle as well, I think is one of those young lads, and Keane McMahon. Are they talked about in Killarney as being the new generation of stars in and around, or how are they
They
viewed?
are. I would say everyone you named out there has played for Kerry at either minor 20 or senior. Like they have a serious production. But if you even think of the three sets of players you named out there, right? You had the older crowd who are well into their 30s, right? You're talking Brian Looney must be 35, maybe 36. Fionn's my
Age.
age, he's 34. Then you've got the Shaws and the Tony Brosnan kind of mid-20s, and then you've got the Charlie Keatings. They're only 20, 21. So I think that's key to
Our club team,
a successful club. You need those different generations. Very often you see someone's too reliant on one age group, and it's like you don't get the right chemistry. You need the fellas who aren't afraid to make mistakes, and the very experienced fellas who are afraid to make those mistakes, and then the fellas in the middle. They have a great little kind of a variancy there of the different age profiles. And Charlie Keating, obviously he was touted for Australia. I think he's staying around. He'll probably get into the senior panel at some stage. Evan Looney's going to be tipping around the Kerry senior panel. Mikey Lynch, yeah, he was on the 20s. He'll be tipping around the senior panel. Like, these are good players, and they have long careers ahead of them. So I think the three different generations there definitely make a massive
We
difference.
probably won't be talking. We actually definitely won't be talking for the All-Ireland semi-finals, but we'll be actually on that Monday after them. Will Evan Looney and Fionn Fitzgerald pick up Darragh and Rory Canavan in the corner? Or will John Payne be tasked with one of them?
No, I don't. I John Payne is in the 36, 37 year age bracket. I
Who'd
don't
have
think he's
marked
going to
you over
mark
the
one of the
years?
boys.
Hey, wisdom.
Who'd have marked you over the years?
Fionn, I would rate Fionn very highly. He's had his injuries. He had a bad knee injury that he came back from, but I reckon, yeah, he'll mark one of them. And then, yeah, you'll have. Could be Evan Looney. Yeah, he'd be more of a ball carrier, kind of a clever player. I'm not sure is he a marker, but he's probably next in line.
Do you know what helps Crokes? That there's a game plan there from Kilku. Yes, like the who can win the game, but talk about as a club team, has any club team successfully shut down both Canavans as well as Kilku did yesterday? So look, they were very, very sticky. And it's not just, we always say this, players of that quality, It's not just one man's job. You've got to have a whole unit there totally in sync. And that's the challenge for Dr. Crokes, because you look across the four teams. Okay, Kula have Khan, Tony Brosnan, probably Crokes' best forward. Strand Hill again, there's not someone at that level. Like Darragh and Rory Canavan are the men, really. You know, if they Crokes get that wrong and allow that those guys a bit of space and a bit of freedom, that's the winning and losing of the game there. So that's the challenge. Teams obviously this week, I'm sure they're enjoying it well and truly enjoying, and it should be today and maybe the rest of this week. Then you're gonna have a couple of weeks, you have a quiet Christmas. The games are the 5th and 6th of January, is that right? Or they'll both be on the 6th.
That's Sunday, I think
So
they're
it's
playing
like
Sunday.
you celebrate this week and then the head is back down to put a plan in place, because
For
you said
Christmas.
it. It's an opportunity. It's a shit Christmas, but
The healthy
it could be one
Christmas.
of the it could be one of the best Januaries you'll ever have. So
In fairness to Darragh, James, like the manner in which he squirms his way through to create that
great
penalty.
point.
There aren't many, and the point as well, but there aren't
Point
many
was brilliant.
who can bounce and roll and spin and drop and turn the way he can and still release a ball across the square, whether or not Oguz is in the square or not. I don't know, but
Yeah, I think that there's not many fellas out there who can do that. Like when you're taking on fellas to be able, as you said, to be able to take contact and still be able to play the ball. And most fellas squirm that and lose it. So, I mean, I'm thinking who's going to mark them. It's going to be very tough. It's going to be very tough, but the way the
You're
Crokes do, the way the Crokes defend,
eight. You need eight backs there. You need eight
well,
people in the 45.
the way the Crokes defend is that they don't give you the ball. They'll torment you, make you watch them pass the ball around, and then when you do get it, a lot of teams they rush the next pass and because they're eager, and then they give it back to you again. Suddenly, you've gone 20 minutes and you're watching the man pass the ball around. It's just clever. They're so focused and they know what they're doing and they've been practicing it for so long. But it just depends if Fergal Kiron can have that quality to get those first couple of passes right, then they can open them up. But
Yeah, it's going to be a
it's going
cracker.
to be
It
very
is
tight.
absolutely going to be a cracker. We're going to move on.
It's going to be a cracker. Jimmy's just after saying Croke's going to hand pass the ball for fucking 20 minutes. Tommy Stray, what a cracker this is going to be.
My
Oh,
eyes
my
were
God. Thank
elsewhere.
God it's the last fucking game.
My
The
eyes were
league
on.
starts, what, the 25th of January? Only a few more weeks.
My eyes were on a quote from the Austin Stacks boss, Billy Lee, who was not overly pleased with his side's performance after their Munster win. Paddy, they won by 7-7 to 2 points against Aherlow of Tipperary. And he's
Another
still not happy.
classic.
Billy's still not happy. So, in fairness, they're only 1-5 to no score up at half time. He wasn't happy with the chances converted. I think it was only 33%, but they turned it around in the second half. Joe O'Connor bossed the game seemingly, James. So that's another title going home to Kerry. We won't get into a debate about the ninth best team in Kerry facing the 20 best team in Tipperary or so on and so forth. But games this weekend. So the All-Ireland Club semi-finals in senior football are going to be January the 5th and 6th, as we've already mentioned. The Ulster Intermediate Final between Arva of Cavan,
Hold off, yeah.
and Ballinderry of Derry. So the Boar's Head were had to press pause in their celebrations again this weekend. That's been pushed back to this Saturday because of Storm Dara. So this weekend, just to rattle you through what's on TG Car this weekend, and then we're going to talk about a few other bits after that. It's Russell Rovers against Ballinascreen in the junior hurling. That's on TG Car's YouTube at the weekend at 1 o'clock. Then we have got in the intermediate hurling, Tyna Abbey, Dunery, and Rathnure. We have got Annadown.
What channel is that on?
They're all on TG Car, Paddy. All
Unreal.
on TG Car. The ladies' senior football final is Kilcare and Clonburn against Kilmacock Crokes at 5 o'clock this Saturday. And then on Sunday, there are the junior intermediate hurling finals. The senior hurling semi-finals is a very open All-Ireland series there as well, with Sláchnín and Sarsfields and Loughrea against Nafina. And then the senior Camogie final is an RT2 on Sunday evening, 4:15, Sarsfields of Galway against Truro Clonlara of Clare. So, lads, before we get into the last couple of stories, I actually have a football pod Christmas quiz that I've put together to crown our best pundit of the year.
Oh,
Paddy, are
hang
you
on.
ready for this?
Do you actually have the correct answers to these? Because
100%.
your quiz mastering has a very poor
Hi.
track record.
Jimmy, show me your hands. I don't know what you're Googling these answers for.
I'm not happy to. And
No,
there's a timer.
it's all
You've
up there, baby.
you've 10 seconds to answer. So
Showbiz.
are you happy for me to proceed? It's on the intercounty season.
What's the
And
prize?
they're not trick questions. The prize is that you're the Football Pod Pundit of the Year. You're crowned it and you get
Right up
an
there. Right up
Instagram
there.
post. Okay.
What is it? Just you ask both of us, and
I
the
have
first one.
one, two, three, four rounds, and I've got
Oh,
a
yes.
I have got
Do we have
a
to buzz in?
tiebreaker. I've got a tiebreaker. Just in case you need it at the very end as well. And they're all been verified and checked, and I've got an independent source that's double checked them as well.
Thank
Okay.
God. Schieffer, thank you.
James,
Tommy.
you want to go first or second here?
First.
Okay. Who was the top scorer in the 2024 Senior Football Championship? Paddy, you listen in because this is relevant to your question as well.
From play or all in?
Oh, like, listen to the question.
All
Top
in.
scorer,
Man, Jimmy, look at this
2024 Senior Football
semantics.
Championship.
Was it Oisin Gallan?
No, unlucky, pal. Paddy, I'll give the answer after James. After you answer yours. Who was the top scorer from play in the 2024 Senior Football Championship? Actually, just to let you know, it wasn't Oisin Gallan who was the top scorer in the 2024 Senior Football Championship. It was Ryan O'Donoghue of Mayo. But what I want to know
Wow.
is,
And New York, didn't they play New
they
York?
did.
Got a bit of padding there, yeah.
Yeah, so
Wouldn't have
I.
got that one, I have to say. I wouldn't have backed Ryan
Yeah, so
O'Donoghue.
you wouldn't have got that.
That was a trick question.
I want to know
Why?
who the top scorer from play was in the 2024
The
Senior
top
Football Championship.
scorer from
To take the
play.
lead, to take the lead, right? Because I
Jesus,
know.
who won it? Who won the Ireland?
I
No, it's not Murray.
think I was right.
Galway, no, it's not Galway. It was in the semis. Clifford's now. Top
How was
scorer
Cillian
from.
O'Connor top scorer?
Paddy's working through this pretty well.
Top scorer from play. Who was the other semi final?
Keep going. You're on the right path. Keep going further into the
Barry,
championship. Ryan
no.
O'Donoghue got to a
What do you
Premier
want to just tell them
quarterfinal.
all together?
Hold on. Who did Galway beat in the semi final?
Hang on, 10 seconds.
Derry. No, Derry were beaten. Who did
Five.
Galway beat in the semi final?
Come
Four.
on, pal.
Three.
The bet Donegal, it's not going to help you at all.
Donny
Three
Gall,
rounds.
sorry. The top scorer from play
Come on, you're going to
in the
kick
semi final.
yourself.
Conor Callaghan.
There you go. Well done, Paddy Andrews. 1-0.
You spoon-fed him there. You
James
know this
O'Donoghue.
fella so well. He has been on the Dublin team with you. Jesus,
Jimmy,
man.
listen. Yeah, don't be buried, Jimmy. Come on,
Okay,
we're on.
James.
This is
Round
terrible.
two. Dublin lost an All-Ireland quarter-final this year to Galway. Name the
Right.
year and the
Was that true
last
or false?
team to beat them at that stage.
Named the last team to beat them in the quarterfinals.
You kick yourself if you don't get this.
Kerry.
Yeah, but you
I'll
gotta
give
name
you
the
a
year as well.
hint. You lived
Huh?
there.
You gotta name the year as well.
Oh, 2009.
What, Jimmy?
Okay, he got it, yeah. Paddy
I was going to think
Andrews.
that they beat him since that, but that was the last time Kerry beat Dublin before Shawnee's free, wasn't it? Which
Yeah,
is.
it was the last time they lost an All-Ireland
Sad, but
quarter-final.
still where we were.
Paddy, Paul Conroy won Footballer of the Year at 35. Can you name the oldest outfield winner before that and what year?
Andy Moore in 2017.
Okay, Paddy still leads 2-1. Round
Paddy had
three.
no points the weekend.
None. Fucking glue
Just
wine. There's no glue wine.
freshness.
Not even alcohol in that fucking
The
thing.
neurons in your brain are firing.
James, I need all four here. Can you
Oh,
name
Jesus.
the four provincial champions of 2024?
Kerry,
Tick tock,
Dublin,
tick tock.
Galway, and
Jimmy's
Sorry,
got a couple
Galway.
of easy
Sorry,
up
Galway.
easy
Okay,
ones here.
draw. Can Paddy take the lead before we go into round four? Very
That
difficult round four.
was mean.
You have
Okay,
an
I
extra
have
question here,
one
Paddy.
hand. Yeah, I do. Is this the final round?
No,
It's
there's one
four
more round
questions.
after this, and then we have a tiebreaker if we need
Okay.
it. Paddy,
Really dragging the arse out of
can
this.
you name the four league winners? Wouldn't be dragging the arse out of you quicker. Name the four league winners, Division 1 to 4.
Four league. Division one was Derry. Division two was Donegal, who beat Armagh in one of the worst games of football ever played. Division four was Laois, who whopped Leitrim. Was that right?
Yeah, you're spot on. I need the fourth.
And division three, in a classic on Saturday night in Croke Park, was a very good Westmeath performance to beat an inept down display.
Paddy Andrews, this is impressive. I thought
He
I would
has it up
catch
on
you
the
out.
board in front of him. Spin that
Nah,
laptop
baby.
around.
Okay, this one I think.
Nothing
This
there, baby.
one I think we might
Not
struggle
just
with.
a pretty face. Oh, well, speak for yourself.
So can you listen and not interrupt? Because this one could be tricky, all right? If you listen to the crappy quiz of a Friday night, you'll know this round. So there were 129 goals scored in Championship football across 2024, but only 10 of those goals were scored in the knockout stages of the All-Ireland series this summer. From the preliminary quarterfinal stage onwards, can you tell me someone who scored a goal until you can't name anyone anymore? So that's how we determine the winner here. So James, you can go first, then Paddy.
What was the question? I wasn't listening. I thought it was just for James.
From the provisional, what? So from what
Preliminary
round?
quarterfinals onwards, from the
There
preliminary
was
quarterfinals,
10
after the groups,
goals.
there was
After the
10 goals
groups.
scored. After the groups, there was 10 goals scored. So you go first, then
Okay.
Paddy, until somebody get. If you get a name wrong, you're out, and the other person gets the point.
Oh, fuck's
Okay.
sake.
Okay. James,
Is
name
James
someone.
going first? You're first.
Paul Murphy.
Oh, well done, Paddy.
I know a good one. Aaron McKay.
Okay, McKay, James.
Oh. McCambridge.
Okay,
Barry.
you got two of them, so there's only seven left. Paddy, this is tricky.
It's not easy.
No, Jesus Christ.
It shows you how few goals were scored, and by forwards, it's you know, it's been pretty few and far between.
Paul Connery.
Oh, well done. Okay.
He scored the 20 goal.
Yeah, we may not need a tiebreaker, the one that drifted in. We need one more goal, James, and you're back to the quarterfinal stages here, trying to figure one out.
Is that that's oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I'm struggling at that. My God, at the All-Ireland final, the semi-final, the quarters. There was
Yes.
nothing in that game. Don't look over, there was no goal.
No. So James is here now. So James is trying to figure it out there. You can see the
Kerry Derry, there was no goal.
Gears shifting in his brain
No,
as he's
I
trying to figure it
know
out.
that a short kick out was intercepted.
That's in the group.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Can go
By
be
Turbutt.
allowed?
Oh, okay. All right. James,
Conor
you.
Turbutt. Or did he get the next pass maybe? But I remember, was it
Against
against
the Rossies.
Turbutt scored it.
Okay.
I
Against
think
the
he might have got
Rossies.
two goals actually.
No, you got one. Barry McCambridge with the other. Well done. You figured that one out. I didn't think you would. Paddy, can you name any of the other scorers of a championship goal? There's four more left.
Is there?
Yeah, there's four
So we're
more
back to
left.
the preliminary quarterfinals now, are we?
Well,
Was there one in
there
the
was one more goal in All-Ireland quarter final.
Donegal
Yeah, there was a goal scored that day.
allowed? No, I haven't got that.
I
Preliminary quarters then is who? Oh, lads.
Primary quarterfinals would have been Mayo Derry, would have been Louth against Cork.
That Louth Cork was a diabolical match.
Just pick a player.
Can't
Who
think of
got that
anyone.
goal for Donegal against Louth.
Just pick a Donegal footballer, you might get it. And then you've won and maybe get a tiebreaker.
Oh, the Adam Roberts got 100 points. No, Oisin Gall.
Okay, no, it was Eoin Bóg Gallagher. And then the other three goal
Fuck's
scorers
sake.
were Ryan O'Donoghue, Donal McKenney of Louth, and Daniel Amaney of Cork. So
Oh my
hopefully,
God.
hopefully we
Terrible
get goals.
question.
Wow, it was a question, pal. Hopefully we get more goals next year in the All-Ireland series. It's a draw.
So we're
So,
11.
yeah, tiebreaker. Everyone was hoping we get to this point, obviously. This is it.
This
This
does
is how.
feel like so long ago, doesn't it? Like
Yeah.
the final was on in
The end of July. End of
July
July.
the 28th or 29th.
Honestly
Half a year
struggling
ago.
to remember
Oh,
who
December,
scored the
3rd of
goal in
November.
the All-Ireland final. Like,
I
I wasn't.
know,
Like,
yeah.
who was playing then?
Okay. This is a tiebreaker, so it's closest to the answer. If you go over the number, you're bust. So it's closest to
Yeah.
it. Louth and Donegal played out an open, high scoring, but ultimately fairly tepid All-Ireland quarter final earlier this year. How many points, not including goals, how many points were scored between both sides that day? If you go over, you go bust. Closest to the number wins. It was the highest scoring game in the championship this year in terms of points scored.
If you go
So,
over, you go bust. All right, I'm gonna go third.
okay, go on.
No, go on, you're gonna give me another rule.
Well, I was, but you can make your guess if you want. Just you may as well do it now.
I think Donegal got. I don't want to give Paddy any information. What
I
did
think
Louth
I
play
know.
against?
I have a head. I
I'm gonna
think
say
I've
34.
Okay, I have a feeling
I'm gonna
Paddy's in.
say 36.
Okay, Paddy Andrews, you are the Football Pod Pundit of 2024.
I knew
Congratulations.
that. Was
41
it
points.
21? Was it 21-15? No,
123 to
41 points.
18. 123 to 18. Okay.
I was thinking 120.
Yeah, so
That was the
that
highest scoring game, and it was absolute shite. Like, Jesus.
it was pretty grim,
No,
wasn't it?
that wasn't a bad game.
It was
It was
fairly
quite. It
grim.
was crew. Donegal cruised it. Like,
Yeah,
yeah,
they did
Donegal
win
looked good
ultimately.
at that
Okay, we're gonna wrap this up fairly shortly. Brian Fenton, Paddy,
time.
did an exclusive with Mick Foley in the Sunday Times at the weekend, and I think any Dublin fan who would have read it, I suppose, would be delighted to have heard from him in terms of what he had to say, and could probably understand in ways why he stepped away. He's been grappling with the decision for a while. Didn't sound like it was easy, an easy call to make, but it was the right call for him to make. I think our favourite part of the piece was possibly the encounter in Jimmy Brines and Killarney back in 2022 between a clatter of the Dublin players and some of the Kerry footballers. That seemed like a bit of fun back then. But is there a sense that that's Brian Fenton done now? Gone forever?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'd be very, very surprised. You never know. You might want to scratch that itch in a year's time, but seems pretty definitive. And reading through it, I laughed at the line. It was grabbing me bag, going to train, and I didn't have to pause anymore. That's what happens. That is, I'm not sure. Like, Fento is like the highest level of the game. I can't. You don't need to be at that level to understand that feeling, like that. All players would feel it. Club players, junior club players, to here's one of the best players in the history of the game. When I always said it, when it becomes a chore and you lose that, it's worth it. It's that spark, that bit of not fight. It's not a fight throw, just the mental kind of fight. I can't wait to go back out there, and I'm willing to kill for this. I'm willing to do everything I can. Every single player has a moment where it's just like, this doesn't do it for me as much as I had before. And I felt it. Jimmy, you felt it. You talked to players, talked to James McCarthy a couple of weeks ago, talked to Conor McManus about this. It gets harder the older you get. Other things in life come into play. No matter how successful or unsuccessful you might have been, but that line was just like, yeah, I smiled. I knew exactly what he meant, and that's it. And unfortunately for Dublin supporters, it does seem like it's pretty final. He won't be the last guy, not just in Dublin, but I feel other players over the next couple of weeks before, particularly when the National League comes into play, there'll be other players stepping away. But for Fento, that's why I'm delighted for him, because he's so happy with that decision. He's at peace with it. Goes, yeah, it's hard to do it, hard to have those conversations, and you'll miss it. There's definitely times you'll be sitting there next summer thinking, Jesus, I'd love to be there, but it's everything that goes behind getting to Croke Park and playing. We all want to play in Croke Park and kick scores and do all these amazing things, but it's the months and months of your life to get you there. That's a very hard thing to do. He knew it. He didn't want to do it anymore. And he doesn't know anyone out neither. So I thought it was a great interview. Fair play to him. And look,
Great
he's
piece.
got a lot of praise and will continue to get praise. But I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Do you know, like sometimes a few injuries really do make you want it again. He doesn't seem to have carried, he didn't miss a championship match for
Oh, he's
years.
great. His resilience is a massive thing.
But like,
He
say,
never really had a knock-in.
yeah, but like sometimes a month or 6 weeks for a hamstring, miss a championship match or two, and you're like, oh my God, I need to fight to get back or whatever. And it's like a little break within the season. Oh, I had too many of them. I was completely the other way. But like, even just a month or 6 weeks away there can freshen you up sometimes and make it seem like a bit less of a drag. And
You mean to get sickened, like get sickened by
yeah.
missing something big?
Yeah.
Take it from you, like, you know, you don't know what you have until it's gone, all that stuff, like
I'd
that might
be
come this year. It
well,
might.
you never know what's going on with him, but
He did say that's
he
him
left
going. Yeah.
something in the tank, which I think everyone does want to go out on. I mean, everyone wants to be remembered at their best, like. And no one is ever going to think of Fenton now past it or, not playing his best. Any memory you're going to have of Fenton is going to be him playing
Yeah.
as the
Lord,
best
man.
player, as the best player around. So, no, fair play to him.
Strong connections to the Spa Club and Kerry's father.
But
It's
sure.
pronounced Spa.
Spa. Everyone,
Spa.
every decent player has some sort of connection to Kerry.
We should get you to pick your dream team of players as a great answer. Did you, James, this is a question for you. Did you enjoy watching Brian Fenton play, or were you so caught up in trying to stop him that you didn't appreciate him? No, when you retired, did you enjoy watching him play?
I did. No, he was Rolls-Royce, 100%.
Did we see enough of him at his best?
I think so. I think he was always at his best. Because he was a
As
bit of
in,
everything. The go on, as in what?
yeah, I didn't phrase that properly. As in, like Brian, I think of Brian Fenton, the definition of a Brian Fenton point or moment or score, it's strolling through the middle of the field in the All-Ireland final in 2023 at his own pace, playing a 1-2 with John Small and caressing the ball over the bar. He never really felt under too much pressure in a lot of the games, I think, that we would have saw him play. He
Well,
wasn't
that's
hit
a
with that
sign of
many
his
kickouts.
brilliance. The sign of a good player is he has more time than anyone else on the field, constantly. And that was the definition of Fenton. Never was he sprinting past people. He was coasting past fellas because he timed it right and he always
Gliding.
gliding it. He was doing the right thing at the right time. Could trust him on the ball. That year, in fairness, against Kerry in the final, he was different level because he was back sweeping. Then he was coming to field kicking points. He was contesting in the air. He was being a leader. It was like he was playing with like a just a brain that was just ahead of everyone else at the time. So that's kind of the memory I'll have of him. But no, I definitely wouldn't say we didn't see enough of him at his best. Every time I saw him, I thought, no, this fella's level above.
It's so it's rare enough that he was still playing up till a couple of weeks ago. People had that thought of him. That's how highly they value him, not just in Dublin, across the country. Usually this is like, 5, 10 years down the road, you look back and go, everything looks better with time. Like this, you will see, unfortunately for Dublin, how good this guy was by what's coming over the next this season and the next couple of years, because he was pretty much irreplaceable, yeah.
For your best player as well to be your midfielder is it's great for the team. Do you know he's stuck in the heart
Because
of
he's
the player.
involved in everything, yeah.
Yeah, he's stuck in the heart of everything. And you could tell he was a leader and he wanted to dictate both attack and defence. I did have your best player right in the middle of that field. That's like why Michael Murphy, I think, wanted to always be out there for Donegal. He wanted to be stuck in everything, even though maybe the press might have said staying full forward, he might be more dangerous for those 3 or 4 plays in the game. But like those leaders want to be in the middle of the field doing as much as possible.
Isn't a bit of a throwback as well? It's because midfielders, that position, the game has evolved so much and it's become
Changed.
halfbacks have nearly been one of the most important positions, or wing forwards dropping back. Midfielders kind of became this really functional position. That we'd have a midfielder who was great in the air and that was it. Stay between the 45s. Or you'd have a midfielder who was kind of defend or link the play. Fenton was like rider over stuff. He'll come back and he'll win turnovers. Then he'll make these, epic catches, fielding the ball there. And then he'd kick 45, just clip them over the bar, right foot, left foot. He was a player who could do all the skills, back to like Darragh O'Shea, Anthony Towle, these guys. Remember them? And it was like, they were like the biggest kid in the school team. They just dominated the game, every aspect of the game. And so few midfielders in modern football have that. They're specialists in one particular area of the game, whereas Fenton was. He had the engine, which you have to have at midfield. He was an incredible tackler, and he had the agility and skill set, which he worked on, of an inside forward. He was a scorer. He right foot, left foot, sweating them over like he was playing number 13.
The
So to
Monaghan
have that
boys,
level, yeah, it was incredible.
are
Like,
talking about the sliding on the knees, in the last 10 minutes of the
yeah,
semi-final and kicking over that point.
that's a Derek Hanlon score. And here's the best midfielder of the game doing it. And then he's back and he's winning turnovers, the big long go-go gadget arms, turning the ball over in his own square, excelling at all the aspects of the game. That's why he's lauded as one of the best
There was
ever. And he is.
For sure. There was a great piece, and it's worth people digging out this piece. It's the last line I'm going to leave it with. Fenton said, when he first broke through, underneath it was all the vision I had for myself. I was like, this is always going to happen. This is where I'm meant to be. So he breaks into the side in 2015. It's just after the All-Ireland semi-final to defeat the Donegal. It's the start of the six in a row. And Gavin starts him in the league. He scores a goal in his debut. And eventually he's starting when it comes to championship. I knew that I couldn't be a little wimp or a wet wipe. I was never an aggressor, but I knew you had to poke your chest out a bit. Jim would have been brilliant at that, telling you that you're there on merit. And Bernard Dunne, he sat me down in a hotel one day and was like, what are you waiting for? This was March 2015. I got a couple of subs appearances by that stage and I was delighted. And I always distinctly remembered that conversation. They think that there's a shot here for me, and that just fills your sails so much. Then he said he remembered Frankie Roebuck, one of the Dublin stats team, asking him if he was playing for himself, for Dublin, or to impress Jim Gavin. And I just thought that gave a nice little insight into how they were kind of building him up in those early days to go on and explode into what he became.
I don't think Bentham himself or any of us on the team, remember his debut against Monaghan up in Clonus in a league game, would go on to reach the level he got. You never know that with a young player that he's going to come in and he's going to become one of the best players of all time. But it just shows that's the journey. Even someone as good as Brian Fenton goes on like that. I need to break into the team. I need to have a moment where I kind of go, I actually belong here. And we've spoken so many times about young players coming through. Some players do it straight away. Clifford came in. Some players it takes a year or two. Kahn was around the panel for a year or two and then it gets it. Fento's had his moment. Some players it takes 5 years to come through. But when it happens, it's having the belief and then doing the work yourself to go and do. There's no, like say, shortcuts with Fento. He had incredible physical attributes, but you look at him in 2015, how he builds himself up with the skill set he uses. He wasn't kicking from 45 outside of the right left foot in his debut season. He worked on that year on year on year and just kept getting better and better and better. And it's funny, seeing that some of the conversations done are for big Frankie. Brilliant. That was a great piece.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sure it'll be great to hear from him a bit more, as I'm sure we will
Yeah, we will
over
at some
seasons.
stage.
But fuck, it's a loss for
It's a big
Dublin.
loss. And I think this kind of summed it up then, just to answer what he had been asked. I think I'm playing to impress Jim. He had that much of a hold on me. I'm doing everything for you here. The edge for years was Jim. I need to just impress Jim. It's like, tell me you're
Was
proud of me.
horrible. It
Tell me
was
you're happy
fucking
with me. He
horrible.
had that hold on you. He just
Oh, it
did.
was horrible. Yeah. Jim, just tell us I'm good.
Yeah.
Please,
Okay.
sir.
That is the 2024 Football Pod Monday episodes in the books. We're back later this week with a special Football Pod Club episode. We've already done one, two, three, four of them with David Clifford and Paddy Clifford, with Aidan Forker and Conor Turbitt, with James McCarthy, with Conor McManus and Rory Beggan. And we also had a lovely piece with Aidan O'Shea before the All-Ireland football final that we recorded in Dublin. So they're all worth checking out and having a listen to that. And we'll have another one for you later this week. The league fixtures released for 2025.
Eventually, will we?
I'm going to ask you for a game each from the first three in a second that you're excited for, and then we're going to leave it at that. The Football Pod is, of course, brought to you every week with thanks to AIB, proud sponsors of the Senior Football, Ladies Football, Camogie, and Hurling All-Ireland Club Championships. Check out hashtag the toughest for more. Okay, James, just pick out a game here that you'd want to go to, you want to go to, you're excited for on the first weekend. So round one, I'm just going to give you two, I think, from Division Three that are, well, we're keeping an eye out on. Don't sleep on these. Kildare's first game under Brian Flanagan at home to Fermanagh in the newly opened Newbridge. That is going to be box office the Saturday night. And then Offaly up against the Sligo team, who I'm tipping for big things next year on the Sunday. In Division One, we've got Galway Armagh under lights in Pierce Stadium and Tyrone against Derry in Healy Park, as well as Dublin Mayo in Croke Park, all under lights on the Saturday
Oh,
night.
games.
And then on the Sunday, we've got Kerry against Donegal and Killarney. James, which
Big
game will you be
Murph.
going to?
That Kerry Donegal game, it definitely that does jump out at me. I Dublin Mayo, it'd be good, it'd be a tasty game, but I think Donegal are going to be ranked number one next year,
What do you mean?
and
They're going to win the All Ireland.
I think that they'll fancy themselves, definitely.
Yeah.
I think they'll come down to
They're going to
Clare.
go closely.
They'll come down to Clare to put down a marker day one,
Okay.
I think.
Remember, it's similar to what Mickey Hart did with Derry last year.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Played
Yeah.
the
It was.
Glen last, like
Yeah.
10 minutes after they won the
I know.
All-Ireland Club. They'd have got the win. That didn't work out for them well in the end, but well, it is a good game on the
That
Sunday
is.
now, yeah.
So
Again,
that new rules
yeah.
as well, that'd be brilliant. But in fairness, that Tyrone game as well, I can't wait to have a look at Tyrone. I
Yeah.
want to
Yeah.
see what they're
Malik
going to bring.
O'Rourke.
Yeah, I want to see what they're going to bring different. Now, he hasn't had the boys. He won't have the boys
But they're not
yet.
going to have Derek Hanlon,
That's
so
it. So it'll be
he's their best
different. He
player.
won't have them, but I still
He
want to
might. Well,
see.
he might. He
He
might.
might. He shouldn't, because if they go back on last year and the Derry boys
Yeah, it
came and
didn't work.
played, and then they fell off the
No.
edge of a cliff by the end of the
Agreed.
year.
Yeah.
That's the big game for
That's
this
round
one.
one.
Like, I'll
Okay.
be down in Tralee in September.
February 15th. So you better get
Saturday
your
night. Valentine's
Valentine's
weekend. The
plans
rain,
out on the
piss off.
Friday.
I'm going to Kerry for 2 days.
For
I'm going golfing. I'm
the
going on a beer with the lads.
football pod. A Valentine's special.
Dressing it up as work, but I'll be in Tralee.
We may as well
Networking.
stay, James. We all just stay for the event night,
Networking.
will we?
I
We all
think
just
so.
stay. We'll
I'll
stay.
be down for 2 nights in
Okay.
Kerry.
Yeah, and then that's round three. And then double round two, actually, you've got Donegal, Dublin, and Ballybuffet, and you've got Derry, Kerry on
Walk up for that one.
Sunday. I think I might do that double header, Dublin, Donegal on the Saturday, then Derry, Kerry on the Sunday. I'm a glutton for punishment. I have my eye on that one, so
Like,
that'll be
this
interesting.
is like the 1st of February as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Boys,
I'll be watching that TG
thanks
Carragher.
for this evening. Go watch the rest of Monday Night Football. I'll talk to you both
Look at
soon.
that.
I'll
Fair play, Tom.
see you on
Circle of
Wednesday.
life, back to where it all started on
Yeah,
Wednesday.
back on Wednesday. Thanks for today. Well done. And to everybody at home, we will talk to you very soon. Take care.
Okay.
See you
Good night,
later.
boys. Good night, boys.